Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppy.
Y'all already know who it is, Mr. M-A-R-V. Oh, I'm wearing green today, so they know me.
You feeling lucky?
My lucky hat.
They call me Lucky Lefty.
My lucky hat.
They call me I don't lucky know if y'all lefty. Seen, but it's your soon-to-have-a cider release.
Come on, cider.
Mickey. Come on, cider. I'm ready.
You look like a cider.
We'll say something.
Say it.
Go ahead. My mama here, so go ahead.
No.
We got a special guest. My mama here today, so go ahead.
Hi, mama.
Go
crazy. Shout out to mama.
Go crazy. Mama had to check us out one time. You feel me?
What's good, man? How y'all doing?
I'm good.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right now.
Are you Derek?
Yeah.
Was something wrong?
It was.
What was wrong?
Oh, so we gonna jump right to it?
Hold on,
Playboy. Before we do any of that, shout out to Mandala,
the only tequila that we do drink.
And we also like the other stuff they have, but Mandala will talk about that later.
Shout out to Pal Brewing, the only beer that we drink.
Cider
and
coming
shout
soon.
Out to the Green Things.
Wait, we got a birthday too.
You feels me? Make sure y'all go ahead and get that merch as soon as possible, because these hats are going flying off the shelves.
Happy birthday to our
cameraman,
videographer,
the man himself.
Happy y'all birthday! Hear giggling in the background,
Jules,
New York Jules Santana.
And he's lucky that he can't be on the show today, because I was going to pull something out. Pause.
Whoa.
Pause. Pause.
Were you really?
Pause, no dog.
That's what you're gonna do today.
Pause, no dog. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dub.
Oh man, we getting straight to it.
I want to get to it because I want to know.
Dang. So what made me mad this week? So we had a little situation at the crib.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was in the bed asleep.
You
was
getting some good Z's.
I was getting some good Z's, man.
You was in like third gear?
Yeah, just got finished doing what I do best, you know? So I'm sleep.
Oh!
So I'm sleep, right?
Just in case for everybody that's out there, because me, personally, I don't know what you do best. I thought you was podcasting.
You thought that's what I do best?
Is that what you do? You podcast at night or what?
I make children the best.
Oh.
So.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Sorry,
Mom. We don't know that.
I don't know.
You asked. So, I'm knocked out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's 2021. Everybody has a ring on their front door.
Mm-hmm.
The ring go off.
What?
Baby girl hit me. Hey, what? Somebody at the door. You know, my first thought is, you know, protect my home, right? Let's leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I run out. Lights come on. I don't see nobody, but I see somebody running.
Shadow. See him gone.
Somebody running out my gate. It was finna be slow singing and flower bringing. Because my burglar alarm started ringing.
The upper room.
It was finna be real, real bad. It was finna be real bad. But luckily, they was not in the gate anymore. So.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
That is horrible.
Horrible.
That would have threw me off.
Yeah.
Threw my little psyche off.
Man, so what made you mad this week, Mar?
Where should I start? What made me mad this week?
Something always got you mad.
Hit you in the throat.
Pause. No, dog.
Y'all on today. What's going on?
Pause. No, dog.
What is going on?
What made me mad? This I don't go by today. Look, when something breaks down, I swear to God, they
don't
always make an excuse.
Swear to Jesus.
For you to pay more money and fix something.
You already know that.
If it's your car, if it's your washing machine, if it's your dryer, if it's your sink, if it's your toilet, oh, you got to get the new, you know, we don't use this type of water no more. You know, you got to get sparkling water in your house. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That best pisses me off. I hate somebody that it's either they're lazy and they don't want to do it, or they're trying to get more money out of you.
For sure.
I can't stand neither one of them. Excuse me, mama. Niggas. Even though they're not niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's why people you buy a house. It's a whole lot to come with that. Sometimes it's just easier to pay a little rent, go on with your business.
It's everything. You're gonna have to get a new roof. You know. It ain't no problem with the roof, but they say, you know what? They say every 10 years you need a new roof.
Mm-hmm. I don't say
That's what they say.
Bro, they pissed me off. Pissed me off for a minute.
I'm sorry that you guys had this week of like stuff happening for you guys. Oh, God.
The call is about to be full of crap because you're gonna say, oh, nothing happened to me. Oh,
right, no, for the past nothing, 3 weeks.
Never, why are you guys upset that I don't be mad? Y'all like when I'm mad, but then y'all be mad when I'm mad.
When you mad, it gets us going.
Yeah.
This is, y'all like me to be mad. I don't understand. Oh, she tripping. Oh, she, oh, they're going to go flipping
that,
out again.
That is
I'm
the show.
I'm pretty sure that you flip out all the time, so.
Did I flip out on you on this week?
Yep.
No. When?
No. You didn't ask that. That's pretty good. What is going on here? Is it a thunderstorm?
I hope not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't get mad this week. Sorry, guys. Maybe
sure?
Next week.
I'm positive.
I feel like you're finna make me mad right now.
I could have sworn that you got mad on Wednesday, but...
Did I get mad on Wednesday?
In our great discussion that we had on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. And our text
you thread. You did get mad, Nicole.
You kind of got mad a little bit. You got mad in the
you
text.
You actually got upset.
Oh, yeah, I did get mad about that. But do we want to talk about that right now? We want to get to that later.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, what made you mad? Our text, you say, our text thread.
Our text thread was some bull to the crap. And y'all back on silent.
We should all FaceTime.
And we would have got him on the line. Get him on the main line.
Oh, Jesus.
Tell him what you want.
Get him on the main line.
They don't know about that. I'm sorry. They don't go to church.
They don't go. Back. Y'all don't go to church. Y'all don't love the Lord.
They don't know him like I know.
That text thread, it was the first two that I was like, see, this is why I had this shit on silent. Because I don't even want to see it. Let me just.
So now we're back on silent?
Back on silent. Yep. These two right here.
You better respond to my text message.
Silent.
I'm going to pull up since you be doing the pulling up.
Pull up.
I'm going to start pulling
That's
up on you.
That's what this fool do?
Yeah, I do.
Open the door.
I just did that the other day.
I'm going to start pulling up on you.
That's like, what you're going to have to do. Everybody does that.
I'm about to tell you my text since you don't want to respond to it face to face. But anywho, since you ain't got nothing to really be mad about, it's on you this week.
It is on me, huh?
Oh my God.
Huh.
You are from Orange County today.
Derek, are you mad?
I'm not mad.
Are you upset?
I'm not mad.
Are you flustered?
Are you disturbed?
Never flustered.
Okay, well, it is still Women's History. We are still praising women, right?
Shout out to the ladies.
Shout out to the women, the beautiful women in the world, and the ugly ones too.
Oh, yes,
it's I'm glad you guys said night. That because mm-hmm. I think since this is where we're in, we have a couple more weekends left in this month. So
for sure.
Take a shot or finance shot. Our weekends until the end of Women's History Month.
Finance. So whatever you want to do.
Whatever we want to do.
That's cool. All the brunch. That sounds good, but.
Our weekend for the end of the month.
Y'all don't be doing nothing.
Okay. It's gonna be a whole lot of Sundays.
So look and no okay.
Fix your face.
Let me clarify. Am I funding you or am I funding you and the crew?
Me and the crew.
Oh no.
Well, let me. Okay, I got a question. Am I funding you or I'm funding you and the crew? Either way, I'm going to take two. One for
you still drink regardless.
Okay. That's for funding you, Nicole. And this is for funding your crew looking.
Boy, you don't mind funding me. Shut up.
Mm-mm. We don't even.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Lenny, man. Happy birthday to Lenny, too.
Happy birthday, Lenny, bro.
You've been turning up, boy. I've been seeing you.
My yo.
Lenny out there going crazy.
So y'all not going not paying for
them? We're not paying for all them. We pay for you.
Oh, y'all can pay for me? That's down. Okay, cool. Just me. Basically, all of them, Lauren, they saying they ain't paying for you.
Apparently.
Low don't count. It's only quality control does not count. She is a part of us.
I think we got a solid five. That's the crew, right?
Solid five.
Nah, you adding.
I will pay for you, you and Low.
What about Diamond?
Diamond's not a part of this.
Oh, I'm glad she's not watching this.
You know why? Because Diamond, no. Because last week, Diamond said she had niggas on top of niggas on top of niggas. So she don't need us.
Niggas on top. Pause.
No, I said that's what she said.
Pause.
That's what she said.
Okay, well.
I hope you didn't listen. Say that. No, dog.
That's besides the point. Y'all said y'all would pay
she
for me.
She said she got all of them.
So can y'all pay for me?
Yeah, we got you. All right. We got you and Low. That's about it.
Basically, all we got is $40.
You got 40 on it?
We got $40. 40 ain't gonna get you nothing but more.
40 ain't gonna get you nothing but an appetizer.
So, guess what? We'll
get bottomless. Okay. Bates, that would cover my bottomless, so thank you.
No, but look, check this out, Nicole. I got you.
What else we got? Come on, what up in these comments? How much more y'all got? I'm gonna send y'all my Cash App.
Okay. That 40 ain't gonna get you nothing but an appetizer. One
that's
drink.
That's gonna get my bottomless, boy.
I got 40 cents.
You don't have no sense. That's your problem.
I'm going to give you 40 cents. You better get you one white cup and use faucet washer.
See, what you got to do, you got to get the Groupon. Because Groupon had a coupons on there.
Okay.
So I'm going to coupon you up. So now the 40 can stretch for about 2-3 girls now.
Mm. Where? 2-for-1.
On the Groupon. They got the 2-for-1 joints on there.
For where?
For wherever you want to go. They got them.
Okay. So that's what you want to do.
Well, figure it out, Dub. I'm ready. As long as you're paying. Mm-mm. Marvin taxing. Come on.
That's cool.
Y'all heard.
Matter of fact, yeah, I got the tax on Dub. You got the thing, I got the tax.
No.
Marvin is taxed.
Okay, Marvin pay and I'll be y'all Uber. I'll drive y'all wherever you want to go.
Okay, how about this?
You know I got the truck. Everybody get in.
Okay, how about this? Y'all go and I'll turn my phone on.
Give me your card.
Which one? The one that don't work? I'll give you the one that don't work.
No, uh-oh. I want the one that do work. I want the one to go cling when it hit the ground.
Mm.
That's a no. That's how I'm gonna hit the ground. Let's try this again. So guys, you already know what we gotta do. So this is how we're gonna start this off. Everybody at home, go ahead and get your cups ready because this is about to get real.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, we gonna ease into it. We gonna show the lady some love on this first.
Is that how you put your little sweet voice on?
Yeah, show the lady some love.
We decided between me and Dub, since it's Women Empowerment Month and History Month,
and everything,
we're going to show you how much we really appreciate you.
Mm.
And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Let me like actually do something nice for my best friend. So what I'm gonna do is give you one of these.
This is going to be some bull.
You want this? There you go. Thank you.
That's all you get.
Appreciate it.
That was better. I knew you was going to do some bullshit.
What you thought I was going to do?
This?
No, I'm going to give you a high five because that's what you deserve, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a whole 5.
That's cool.
Well, let's go ahead and get to it. Let's show these ladies some love first, and then we're going to get to the... We gonna get to the shit tonight. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. I'm here
for
the
shit. So look. Name something that you learned from a woman that you apply to your everyday life.
You better come with this correct, boy.
Something that you apply to your everyday life that you learned from a woman.
Mama. All money ain't good money.
Is that what you apply every day?
All money ain't good money. And this is one. And it's another one that she gave me. It's the Chico to life. Chico to life. You know what that is, Mom? Take a guess. Take a good guess. Something that you told me. Think about it. Anyways, think about it. You told me this.
Come on, spit it out.
You say it all the time.
The people want to know.
Tell me, boy.
What you got? What you got? What is it, Mom?
Come on. Give it to me. You don't know. Got? Well, basically, you gotta know the difference between your wants and your needs.
Oh yeah.
You did.
Because it's a whole lot of things that she said growing up while she was raising me that she wanted. I don't want to go to work, but I need to. I don't want to feed you, but I need to.
I need to, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Straight up.
So that's something that she taught me and I use that every day. Knowing the difference between my wants and my needs.
Right.
Because look, she say, you hang around a whole lot of people, but do you need them?
Mm. Mm.
Nicole, she a solid one, but do you need her? Mm. Tell me.
You definitely need Nicole, because you probably...
I'm use that right there. That's what I'm using.
That's real. I like that. I like that, big dog.
What you got?
Derek? What I learned from a woman. You know what my mama taught me?
What she tell you?
She taught me how to be inquisitive. Let me tell you what I mean. Let me tell you what I mean.
Let me, you gotta test somebody?
Let me tell you. It's stupid. Let me tell you what I mean by it's the stupid. Stupid.
Inquisitive. Never mind. That's over y'all heads. Never mind.
Listen.
Oh, Jesus.
Stupid dumb. This thing is dumb. Where are we getting from?
Mama, can you put him back in your stomach? Please, take him back. Take him back to wherever he came from.
Okay, sorry, Jeff.
Nah, but look, seriously, she taught me how to be inquisitive, and what I mean by that is she always taught me to question things. Don't just go along with all the shit that's going on. If you got questions, but if you're unsure, ask questions.
Ask questions until you understand.
Until you understand what's going on. Don't just get yourself into something, and then in the long run, it's like, damn, if I would have just asked what I was getting myself into.
See? But that's what I've been saying when I ask questions. I need to understand. It needs to make sense to me.
Yeah, it needs to register in my head.
That's been a good thing, and this thing got me in some trouble too, but oh well, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm for sure ask questions. And you never get in trouble for asking questions. You get in trouble for not asking questions.
And I'll quiz anybody. That used to get me in trouble too, because adult, whoever, if it didn't make sense, I'm asking you questions. Yeah, and
it's like, why?
Yeah, I get in trouble with my mama, and then after I explain shit, like, well...
Explain to me.
I was just asking questions because it didn't make no sense.
Yeah, for real.
Make it make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's what I use every day. Mm-hmm. What you got?
That was me. I don't know if my mom even in here yet, but one thing she made sure to beat into me is, as long as you are able to take care of you, nobody can ever let you down or hurt you.
Come on, mama. Mm-hmm.
So make sure you can always hold you down. And then you'll never be disappointed by anybody.
That's real.
Don't even rely on me and your daddy.
That's real. Stand on your own, too.
Stand on your own. So that's why I'd be like, whatever, to a whole lot of stuff, because it don't matter to me.
I like that. Those is good stuff. We got some good mamas.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to the moms.
Shout out to my nappy head mama. Boy. Put this plan, mama.
Can I hit him for you?
Slap him.
Slap him.
You see? So, Nicole, as independent women, what are some difficult things you go through dealing with men? As an IND. Oh, no, y'all don't know one.
They don't know.
Come on.
They wasn't outside. They wasn't outside.
They wasn't outside. I don't want to turn y'all up too much, because my mama got her own house. Go sit down, girl.
What do we deal with?
Mm-hmm. As an independent woman.
You know what we deal with? The biggest thing I think we all agree on dealing with is y'all insecurities. Because you insecure about me not needing you but wanting you. I have a hard time with that. A real hard time.
Ouch. Because you know why? Because we have to feel needed.
Yeah, but I can't stroke your ego if I don't really need you. I'm here because I want to be here, not because I need you.
I like that.
That's what she said.
Shit.
So, what you want me to do?
Well, can you at least act like you need us?
I mean, there is certain stuff that I'm going to need you, but y'all be wanting to be like, oh, well. Example, just for example.
Come on, bring it in.
You're dating a man, and you speak of, let's just say, a car situation. You're talking about buying a car.
Right, right.
Some women know how to negotiate and do financial negotiations, know what to look for, know how to do all this without a man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to go buy a car, get this deal, handle all this, and I'm pulling up on you. Hey, pull up, come up. I'm outside.
Right.
Yes, you're happy I got a car, but deep down in, your ego is a little hurt that I was able to go do this. Well, how much is your payments? What was all this? It's good.
We definitely going to ask you all them questions.
But when I got, if it's good. Explicit. I'm telling you all this, my shit right. My shit better than yours. My deal, how much you put down? Nothing.
How much your interest rate?
Good. Lower than yours.
What's she going to do with
that? Now, you
got bumper to bumper. What's the warranty?
Come on. I got Gap.
Come on, Gap. Come on, Gap Insurance.
Hey, I like girls with Gap. Never mind. We ain't gonna talk about it.
All of this, all the cover. Y'all be feeling like, oh, so you just went and go do this. You ain't gonna make sure. You should have had me come look at this. Like, you gonna look for something like, oh, look. No. Just know that I can hold it down just like you can hold it down.
I think that most men, if they tripping off of that, I think that's one of those things that a man feel like he should be there. Even if he not saying too much, just...
You just feel like you need to be there. Exactly. That's y'all ego of needing to. But I don't need you to be there. I can do this on my own.
Shout out to you.
Definitely shout out to you. We need more women like yourself. Because I hate sitting at a car dealership.
I will go up and ask, how many times I've been called you and say, I guess what I just did.
I just look like this. What color car we got today? At one point in time, Nicole couldn't keep a car for a year and a half. And one is green, one is yellow, one is black, one is blue. What are you in now?
You swapping out cars like that?
What?
Mm-hmm. Why?
This is probably the longest I've ever had the same car.
Why?
But how many cars do you have, Nicole?
We counted that once too.
Exactly. Huh? How many cars do you have?
Now?
Now. Exactly. Never mind. See? Thank you. When you got to count like that, that's...
Yeah. That is pretty bad. That's pretty bad. When you got to put your hand out and count the cars.
Listen.
Excuse me, Birdman. These are all the cars.
People don't know about that, though. That's why I was like, we ain't going to give up all that information just in case you want to be low-key one day.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad
at you. Never know where I might pull up in. Mm. Mm.
Tint it
pull
up.
Pull up on you.
Tint it up. I definitely ain't mad at that. Yep. So we gonna switch gears now that we done show some love to the ladies, right? Mm-hmm. We done show
that
them
mean
love.
We coming with some BS now.
We coming with the shits.
Come on.
Now, Nick, what is your expectations on a first date? What are your expectations of a young man?
First date, I don't really have many, so I'm gonna just say you got to be able to conversate and make me laugh on that first date, because that's gonna be like the.
Let's break it down. Do you expect him to come pick you up?
No, first date, I'm gonna meet you there.
You gonna meet you there?
Mm-hmm. Cause you got some crazy.
open doors.
Oh no, you need to do that regardless.
I'm saying
first date, last date.
I'm just saying it's the first day. You expect open doors and
yes,
pulling chairs out and.
I mean, our waiter probably gonna pull my chair out, so you don't gotta worry about that. But
Well, what if you ain't going to dinner? That's the first.
But I expect you to open my door and close my door. I expect that.
Do you expect for him to pay?
Yeah.
These are just general questions that people.
I think it says a lot about you if you don't pay. That just says about.
Look, you. I gotta. Do what it. If, what if the bill come and he looking at it? He like,
then this is what's gonna happen. If you come and the bill's like, sheesh, I'm gonna cover the bill. I'm gonna get in the car and I'm gonna call my best friend.
Okay.
And we're gonna talk about you.
But listen. But what if he don't say sheesh? He just got that look on his face.
The look is sheesh. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna pay the bill. Don't worry, I got this. Don't worry, I got it. And I'm getting your card. I'm gonna say best. You're not gonna believe what just happened.
What a real player do. As soon as y'all get in, just give him the card.
Cause you, it's gonna be an L anyway. So
no. Just give him the card. Just give him
no,
the card.
No, no, no. You gotta look at it. Cause sometimes they charge you double. And if you got a nice girl, she gonna look at it too and say,
Oh, that's the best thing about going on dates.
What?
That's the best thing about going on dates. Y'all know how to take them items off the men, you, and off the receipt.
Listen,
we didn't even eat that, and that was nasty.
You know,
take
a
it
lot
off.
Of people say like, "Oh, I don't like to send food back." Shit. If my stuff is wrong, I'm sending it back.
Yeah.
If your stuff is wrong, you're not gonna just sit there and try and
what we on
be alright. No,
what
like
I'm gonna do? I'm gonna eat half of it first, and then
I'm gonna send it right back.
Hey,
I'm gonna drink half of that drink, and I'm pouring my water in there first. And
like,
it's nasty. It's not what I want.
Take it back. No, we sending it back. You don't like your food? We're gonna send it back.
Yeah.
I had that happen before. We was out eating. He was like, "I don't really care for this. That's okay." Hey, excuse me. He don't like his food.
Mm-mm, I wanted this steak medium. It's well done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it.
Send it back. That's the best thing.
What if you go on a date with a chick and she like just blow it? She ordering all
going
these
crazy,
going crazy. First date.
I'd be like, "Did you eat today?"
And she's like, "No, I was saving it for this."
Oh, question for you, Nick. Do you eat all your food on the first day?
If I'm hungry.
You know what? Because some girls will say, like, "No, you're supposed to, like, not eat all your food."
I mean, I took an etiquette class. Yes, I did. For people that's going to judge me in these fucking in these comments. I took an etiquette class.
You're not supposed to, right?
You're not supposed to.
Man.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I can't wait then. You're going to eat all of that?
But yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
They teach you that you're not supposed to. And you're not supposed to finish all of your drink.
No, I'm taking that drink too.
What? Guess
you're
what?
To leave
if I'm paying for it, it is gone.
But if I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat.
It's
if I'm not that
first
hungry,
date or not.
If you're
first
paying for it, it's gone.
Yeah, that's real.
I'm not gonna waste your money. Please put some mandala in that cup. And I guarantee it won't be none left. Not even ice.
Right.
Cause you thirsty.
We're devils.
And Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Just like they say you're not supposed to drink on the first date.
You know what? How about this? Whoever made up these rules, mama, sorry, excuse my French, but F them. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I say this.
When you go on your first date, do me a favor. Be you. Don't be somebody else. That's real. Don't be you. I want to see the real you.
That's real.
Don't come at me. I didn't eat it all. Because the next time you go and then you eat all the food, I'm going to say, damn, you wasn't hungry.
So you
telling
her to be her, right? Be her. So what if she come on the first date, she like not dressed, no makeup.
Then I'm going to see what I'm getting myself into.
That's actually not a bad thing.
Exactly. I want to see what I'm getting myself into.
That's why your first date should be like some fun stuff where you more relaxed.
Take them heels off. Put some tennis shoes on.
Only thing I ask, and you should never do this, you should not stink.
Put some deodorant on. Brush your teeth. Brush your tongue.
Before you put the deodorant on, get in the shower. Don't just put no deodorant on.
No, how about take a bath? Let that thing soak.
Look, how about take a bath and a shower?
After you take a bath.
Yeah. So go ahead and let all that stuff, whatever the toxins, let everything out.
It needs to soak in that thing. It needs to soak in that thing.
Troy, in here, you got to let it marinate.
You do got to marinate.
Please. And then you got to shower it daily.
Please do. You should never stink. But my thing is this. Look it.
Go do some fun stuff. Go on a hike. Go on a walk or something.
Don't be fake.
Yeah, be you.
Because that's going to
be you
that's
off the gate.
That's going to mess up everything.
A lot of dudes that be fake on dates, though.
Listen. This ain't just for girls.
But how do we weed out the fake dude on a date, though? Like, how you know?
I'm gonna tell you.
You know what dudes do? Dudes are front like they got all the money in the world
until that date come. Well, no, that first date they probably easily gonna pay that. But let that second, third date. I put it like this. I'm not gonna take dudes you to an expensive restaurant your first date because then I gotta keep it up.
Yeah. You gotta do mid level. And then you can go either way.
Let's do some other stuff.
Yeah. Let's play cards.
Let's go to the batting cages. See if you're athletic.
I told you. Mm-hmm. We already did that. Whoa his ass out.
Yeah.
Bloop.
But stuff like that is fun. You know what I'm saying? Miniature golf.
We can go do that.
Fun stuff.
You know what? I'll even go basketball. I'll go shoot some hoops with you.
Let's go to the park.
Let's go shoot some hoops. Lace them up. Come on. Let me see how competitive you are. Let me see if you're a crybaby when I win.
I ain't mad at that.
Because some of y'all be some crybabies.
I definitely ain't mad at that.
You don't like to lose.
No. All you got to do is just run out there. Open that gate and just push you down in front
of you. Shout out to Kiana in the building. She said, so do you take leftovers home?
If you want, I don't know.
Look it.
As a woman, do you take leftovers home? Like, if you don't eat your food, do you leave it there or you take it home?
If I like it, I'm taking it home. If I don't like it, I'm leaving it.
Let's just be you.
Like, listen, I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm... Listen, I told y'all, I am who I am. You're going to have to take this or leave it. This is what you get.
Man, take that box home and so you can have some lunch for tomorrow.
And you're going to want it. And I'm going to send you a picture. I'm at lunch at my desk eating these good leftovers and they the bomb.
Yeah.
I'm
telling
you. I ain't finna do all this cute stuff.
Don't be extra.
I ain't finna keep this cute stuff up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sliding to your house probably the next day in some Crocs.
Pull up.
And this is what I look like.
Pull
up.
Like you said, all that makeup on, all this, all that. The next time you see him, oh, now you gonna got comfortable. No, you should have been comfortable, boo boo. Sorry.
That's real.
Sorry.
You done took your good push up bra off, and now he see
it. Ooh, the thing gonna hit the ground. Gravity.
I said, girl, what is you doing? Up, down?
You didn't take that out now.
Oh,
what?
No.
Ooh, wee.
Oh, no.
Them things are hit the grizzly.
Do your nipples hang low? Never mind.
Them ones pointing down.
They like this. Matter of fact, since my girl Nyx is in the building, I'm going to tell y'all one more thing. I forgot that I said I was going to say this. What made me mad this week?
Oh, something else. Come on.
The Uber.
What happened with the Uber?
Our Uber showed up. Okay, first of all, guys, we went to brunch. Had the It Feels Me brunch, official brunch, whatever. It'll be another one. Everybody's included.
Wait. Why'd you so casually like look down and talk about brunch? Yes, you went to brunch. You had a good time.
Listen.
You discovered that you would like to do a It Feels Me brunch.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
But okay, now keep going.
The Uber shows up.
What happened with
the Uber? Wait, look at this fool. This fool got his thumb saddles on. He said right by the car. Like, is this the car?
He
just like, yeah. Got our room in the back too. The Uber was in the worst shape possible. When I say from the outside to the inside, first of all, the outside, bro. The outside was outside.
What kind of car was it? Look, it was
a Nissan Pathfinder. And when I
did
say,
did they make them?
Yes. And when I say that thing looked like it was in a battle, bro, look at it was dented up, all kind of stuff.
Did it still have a bumper?
It was in a dry bumper?
I think it hit the side. It might have still had the bumper. It might not have the bumper. I'm not even going to lie. It was so bad that my boy E was like, so I just canceled this? And Pace was like, yo, man, we got to get there. We just got to go. Let's just get up in here. We got inside of there. It didn't smell cherry-ish.
What did it smell like?
It didn't smell cherry-ish.
What did it smell like?
It didn't smell like peach brew.
It didn't smell peachy?
No, it didn't smell peachy at all. It smelled like assy. Sorry, mama. Look it, okay?
That means he had just farted and rolled the windows down.
No. It ain't in the air.
No. No, you look at the floor. Look, the homie didn't vacuum in nothing. We sitting there. Nix is looking around. She's just like, So we already talking to him. So I'm like, you know what? I'm like, let me just be cool with him. And we're like, man, what happened to your car? He's like, I got an accident, whatever.
Then, how many?
And Ellis was like, Jay, when you get an accident? He said, yesterday. We're like, what? Why are you still driving this? How's this car drivable, bro?
That's crazy.
The car shouldn't have been drivable, period.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to the car. And then this motherfucker got the nerve to drive slow as hell when we got to go somewhere. And then he don't even know how to drive. So that's how we knew that he got an accident and it was his fault. This fool was going on a pill like this. He was on the freeway. We're doing this the whole time. I said, bro, like, what the hell is going on? This was. Bro, we was going 40 to 50 miles per hour, slow as hell.
Right.
So did y'all report this ride?
What? I reported. I took a picture. We took a picture of everything before we even got out. This is horrible.
I wouldn't pay for that ride.
Bro, we was going ham up in here. laughing, crying. Like, this is what he was doing the whole time. On the pedal. The whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And then he got the nerve to miss the exit.
Oh, my God.
That's why y'all was late. I'm sitting up there by myself like, where y'all at?
I looked at this fool. I said, bro. And you already know, base. This is baseball. Ball base. Look at this.
Kels.
Come on, man. Kels. Hey. Come on, man. Are we going to get there? God damn, bro. You know how to drive, man? Like, God damn.
He sounds just like you.
What's up? And he's like, we almost there. And this fool makes what say. He said, barely. I was going. I had to tell that story. That's what I forgot about. That pissed us off. And we already late. And you got there the same time. We left way before you did.
I was gonna say, my ride was smooth.
I bet it was.
The homie could not drive. Look at all the cars are going around us. Every car is going around us, bro. We all looking at him like, bro, you know how to speed up?
You should have took a little nap.
I could have took a sleep. Not a nap. Yeah. I could have went to sleep and woke up with 8 hours of
right,
sleep.
Right. It's still not been there.
Bro. Yet. Man, keep on going, man. Keep the show going. Yeah, I was hot, bro.
Take a shot, bro.
Yeah, you
take a shot.
Hey, matter of fact, Bates and Nix and EP, if you up in here, go ahead and do me a favor. Get that cup, man. We got to take that shot.
Because y'all was mad. Y'all had a bad ride.
The worst. That was the second worst Uber I was in. The first worst one was it stunk. It had cat and dog hair everywhere. Oh, and no. It was two bugs in there. Oh, It was a roach or something like that. And it was a spider.
I would have got out.
And it stunk. Bad, and the girl said, oh my God, like, this is like probably 2-3 years ago. The girl's like, do you have dogs or something? He was like, yeah, I have a couple dogs and cats.
A couple?
Dog, it was so bad that I sat on the edge of the seat, bro. I didn't even want to sit down.
Yeah. I wouldn't have got it.
Boy, you got to get out these Ubers and start riding these bad Uber rides. I'm quick to say, can you pull over right here, please? Mm-hmm. Thank you. This is going to be the
This is where I'll be exiting.
You can end my ride right here.
Yeah, for sure that.
Because I ain't doing a bad ride. I'm good
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, take a shot, bro. You mad.
You might need another one, huh? Let me rub your bed.
Thank you. That made me sweat. I was hot. I was hot. I'm sorry. That, bro, you know how much that Uber was? It was like $65.
Oh, he wouldn't have got a dime.
Dang. And your ride, ride wasn't even that much.
I bet you it was refunded.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
He should have been fired. There's no way in hell you should be driving a car after you got into a back. I'm surprised the airbags didn't come out. His car was messed up.
Right, Ty. That's why I drove too.
It probably was already a savage car. Shit, it probably didn't have airbags.
So that mess was 21 savage car.
Definitely was in some drive-bys. Mm. For sure.
T-Sig, boy, you mean MIA, you better be quiet.
T-Sig be on dates by himself. Him and baby. Him and baby.
Right.
So let's reel it back.
Sorry,
let's
guys.
Reel it back.
I had to tell that
Marv,
story, man.
Marv got mad and we went off the rails a little bit, but we're gonna spin the wheel back. So speaking of this first date, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just say date go good, mm-hmm. right? First date go good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Good meal. Y'all laughing.
Good vibe. The vibe is dead.
You know what I'm saying? The vibe is popping. Mm-hmm. So y'all go home and y'all get it cracking. First night. Mm-hmm. First nighty, Nick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Still sheets.
Does having a one night stand with somebody eliminate the possibility of a relationship?
I don't think so.
Okay. I got a question. Okay. It doesn't, right? You just said, what if it's whack?
Well, then that's
what if it's wiggity,
whack? Whack, daddy. Ain't the wiggity.
Now y'all see why I call everyone my life go wrong, because he say shit like this. If it's a wiggity whack, I ain't going biggity back. No, I'm not going back.
It don't eliminate the chances of a relationship.
Mm-mm. That might start it.
That might be the fire.
That
huh?
might be the.
That might be the gasoline on a fire. Mm.
Next thing you know, the rest is history.
What about you, Mar?
You already know how I am.
Marvin.
I'm the type of person that used to go to the grocery store and I used to be like, you know what? I want to sample these grapes before I buy them.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? Because these aren't sweet enough.
What you got to do? You got to rub them down. Yeah, they're dirty.
You got to
rub them down.
Hey, no. Look. If you're smart, you know the little water bottles.
Put it up to the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord
no. The water. You know how they got
the
water.
Little, oh, the little sprinkles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And let me get that napkin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are good. This is a good bunch. Yeah,
that's a good grape.
This is what we need here.
That's a good grape.
That's the old Marvin. The old Marvin used to do that.
What does the new Marvin do?
Suffer like everybody else and get the messed up ones. I just know how to pick now. I sampled a lot of grapes back in my day, so I kind of know, you know. Mm-hmm.
Them kind how to pick your fruit now.
Pause. I ain't picking no fruits. Sorry. No pause.
I don't think it eliminates the chances of a relationship.
I think it, like you say, it helps.
Sometimes it helps. Sometimes.
We vibing.
If you vibe, sometimes it's just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? And it just go down. Like...
And that's one thing that people got to understand, too. If it's a whack.
Then you know you don't want to go back.
Exactly.
I ain't wasting my time. What if you waste your time, really feeling, dang, I like you. And then you try it, and then it's like.
No, not even whack. Not even whack. What if he got the midget?
Or what if she got that desert, that Mojave?
Desert Valley? Mm. I mean, at least our Desert Valley, you could like buy something
But you got to do that all the time, though?
But because if you got a midget,
ain't nothing to do about that, Playboy.
Or she might rock rough and stuff with her Afro pups.
Hey, rock on with your bad self.
Yeah. Mm. Or what if it's a little tart?
You know they say that is
a little sweet tart.
That pH on.
I thought no, it's the P.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why.
She must have ate some asparagus at dinner time.
Asparagus. Ooh, it make you stink.
You can't eat them all. Yeah. Unless you pop your little Vita pills.
Right.
Take your little pills.
Take pills. There's always a pill for that.
Would you double back just to see if it was just that particular night? If you was vibing with this dude, like,
okay,
he
so
was
listen,
cool.
Like Marvin said,
midgets.
No, wasn't gonna say that. No,
I'm saying if it's a midget, then you probably gonna go back.
No, not at all. Whatever. But a bad episode, you know.
Yeah.
Old me was like, way back when. Now yeah. I may be like, you know.
You're giving us.
I be hearing about y'all bad days y'all have. So maybe you had a bad day.
Everybody has a bad day. Every
sometimes,
basketball player.
Sometimes
a
soldier
day.
Don't want to go to war.
Man. You're right. Sometimes you late for work. Sometimes you hit that snooze button. How many y'all hit that snooze? How many times y'all hit that snooze? Everybody in here has woke up in the morning.
Every man.
Had to get ready for work. Knew they had to get ready for work, but they hit that snooze.
Yeah, every man has.
Every man, every woman has that snoozy snooze.
Yeah.
Well,
You give him another chance? You let him run it back?
Because I'll be forgiving.
Because he was vibing? He was vibing good?
I'm going to call and consult my best friend first. What do you think?
I'm just going to be real. I'm going to say, look, like you said.
What should I do?
First time, what? Fool me one time, shame on me.
Fool me twice. Yeah, so I'll consult my consultant.
Yeah.
And then I'll make my decision from there.
Okay. But like you say, okay, I got a question. So if it's a midget, do you go? Do,
it's the midget that's killing me.
My mom's here.
Yeah, if it's
a midget, she chugged the
first time
you said. Are you going to go out with the midget? Are you even going to try the midget?
But listen, what if he was a professional
midget?
No. Yeah. A professional. Doctor. Professional doctor of the Cabeza.
Yeah. He might have been a brain doctor. He might know how. Yeah. He knows everything about the head.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. What if
y'all
he's good at that?
You're missing these back chuckles. That's taking me out.
I'm sorry, guys. We got to be creative.
Yeah, we got to be creative.
Okay, listen. Once upon a time, you know.
Why are you crying?
I take my regular checkups with the doctor. So
yeah.
I go see the doctor. Get my checkup.
I ain't mad at that.
So what does that mean? The doctor can't be a midget? Or can the doctor be a midget?
No midget.
You can be a midget?
I mean, keep that midget where it's at. I'm just here for you to,
you here for the checkup?
I'm here for the checkup. That was once upon a time. Now,
But what if he want to give you a full physical this time? Yeah. He said, look, it's that time of the year for your full physical.
Yeah. No? What, not even a monthly checkup? No? That's bull crap. That's messed up.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
Hey, but some doctors are just good at what they do.
Some doctors and they don't mind.
They don't even want to like do other stuff. Because you specialize in brain surgery.
They know they midgets, and that's why they don't mind.
Neuro is his cup of tea.
Yeah, so that's what they specialize in. We had a neurosurgeon here before. On live on the show. And that's what he did. That's what he's good at.
He said he graduated summa cum laude. That's what he said.
And I heard that. There's a lot of books. There's a whole lot of books.
Right.
That you can read.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
That's what he said.
There's books.
And you can study.
You studying this to become a head doctor.
Yeah.
Neurosurgeon.
So you don't even got to go to college that much.
Oh, you don't.
You just read a couple of books.
Oh, so it's like a certification?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how many people out here are certified in this?
You gotta ask him.
Yeah, you gotta ask him. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
We ain't shit. You know that?
Okay, look.
Reel it back in.
She say, like, listen, I just want you to be my
neurosurgeon.
That's it.
And how much am I getting paid for the show? Or is it just free?
Do you got insurance?
Am I receiving any benefits?
Do you got insurance to come see me? To come see him? Excuse me.
I have insurance.
Okay.
But I don't know if insurance is paying out. I got it, but it's paying you.
You got a little copay.
So what
the copay may be that he want that thing as a copay.
No, that's what I'm saying. You gonna have to. Am I getting paid for this surgery?
No.
Ah! I'm not getting paid for this surgery.
No.
So what is the benefits of me
pro bono?
Who works for free? No deal. Unless you're just a beautiful lady and I love you so much and I was just like, you know what? Let me just try it one time. I'm just going to make sure that I know, guess what? You have 1 million followers. So I know once I do this to you one time, you'll be back.
You'll be back.
For extra.
And you'll tell a friend.
What do the 1 million followers have to do with? Okay.
Yeah. So.
You not doing no free work?
Ain't nothing free but Jesus.
But everybody has did some free work before, though.
Yeah, they have. for sure. Everybody has done. Oh, what is that called? That's called pro bono.
Yeah, that's what she said. Everybody did pro bono.
You did some little pro bono. No.
Yeah.
You never did no pro bono?
That's crazy.
Nope. Okay, I'll go ahead and drink.
Yeah, because I don't believe it.
Go ahead and drink. Nope. Not at all.
No?
Never.
Wow.
I wouldn't even know how that work. Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I'm not the neurosurgeon.
Well, Bass does it like this. So
Bass get all the free work.
Okay.
Right.
We're not going to do it like that. But guess what? You flip a coin. Heads or what? Tails. But sometimes it's double-sided, heads and heads. Thank you very much.
So you a little cheater like that, you got a double head.
I'm going to say, hey, you want to flip a coin, heads or tails? Heads, heads. Oh, dang. Heads. If you don't flip the coin on the other side, you'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Listen, hey, listen. If you come to me, I want, excuse me, mom, I want the head and the tail. I don't know about the neurosurgeon. He may just want.
That's what he specializes in. So
listen, the neurosurgeons understand that they either lack in performance, their evals are horrible, or
they literally, that's all that they do. They can't do. Don't call him for nothing else if it ain't neuro based.
If you're a head doctor, that's what you do.
That's like, what you specialize in.
You're going to sit there and be like, oh, my knees ain't working. To a head doctor. Like, what the?
Yeah.
My knees ain't working.
My knees ain't working.
You need a referral to go to somebody else. Yeah.
Somebody. I know a couple people, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, I know some. Check this out. Neurosurgeon name is Danny Lee.
Oh, my God.
You guys can follow him at HWood73.
There we go.
Oh, no, 73. HWood73.
Why am I here?
I'm just saying.
You should say Dr.
Lee. D. Lee stands for Dr. Lee.
Can y'all let me out?
I'm ready to go.
I need to go. What time is it? It's time for me to go.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
Please, let's move on.
Lord.
Let's move on.
Oh, Lord. And this will be moving to. Oh, let's get out of here.
We segue right into this.
That's the homie with the stuffy nose.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus. Wow. We're here. Can y'all please let me out? I think my car, my alarm is going off.
This couldn't be. Why is it so perfect?
My alarm going off. Can you let me out?
I'm not reading this. Nick, you got to read this.
Kamar,
you going to read it?
Okay, so we're just going to go into the next topic, guys. And I want everybody to go ahead and comment if y'all can.
These comments, pay attention to this, because I need y'all to answer this.
Pay attention, guys. I'm so sorry.
Nick, so, please be listening.
Why do people act so happy and all in love on social media, but still be out there cheating?
Still be in these streets.
Huh. They could be with you tonight. And in the morning, they're going to be making their boyfriend or girlfriend breakfast or husband or wife.
My question is, why are you worried about it? If I'm getting what I'm supposed to be getting, I don't give a damn what you're doing to anybody else, because they're not my worry. Why are you worried about the next person?
Actually, that was a question from one of our followers, one of our great fans out there. So, I...
Do they happen to specialize in anything, that fan?
We're not even going to get into that.
Ooh,
this
Lord.
Is a question coming from the fan, we want to address that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
So. Nicole, let's just address it one time.
Listen, fan.
We finna put a nail in this. And
look, we're going to nail this thing.
And this is it.
One last final time.
Okay.
Bury it.
Done. Burn it. Hopefully you can get whatever you need to... get a resolution to move on.
Closure.
Bruh, why are you worried about it? If she ain't worried about it, why are you worried about it? What going on at home has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. So basically you're saying you should just know your place.
Know your place.
Mm. You are not the point guard.
Mm.
Know your place.
You might be coming off the bench.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, you might be in the D League.
Mm.
Or the G League. Never mind.
You might be playing over at the park, because that's where your ass is at.
Oh.
But you know what they say, though? And this is words from Mar and words to great people up there. You know what they say?
What?
When the coach call, you be ready to go win. Thank you. Mm. And I'm going to end it just like that. When the coach call, be ready to go
win. But is the coach going to call? That's
you got to be ready at all times, baby.
Listen.
Put them shorts on, baby. Let's good game. Let's do it.
And you got to know when you just got to look. That's like, it might be, if it's something out there, I'm so sorry. That's like you being old and still thinking rapping finna be your
okay.
big break. Okay. Let it go.
Okay, how about this?
You got to know when to let it go.
How about this?
And go get your ass a job.
Is there an age to where you think that someone should just, you know what, I want to be a rapper. Or I want to do, is there a certain age where you could just, you know what, stop.
I don't think it's age. I think it's progression.
Okay.
If you're doing something for a long time and you ain't seen no progression, it's time to go ahead and let it go.
Let that be a hobby.
Should you know that, or should your circle, should your inner circle? Because everybody, like you said, everybody want
to
be a rapper.
You got to get it. You got to look in the mirror and see it.
But sometimes you need that inner circle to be like.
Yeah, but if
it's not working.
But if in your mind you still think you,
it's not working.
On the way.
It's not working. Bring it to my attention. It's not working.
I mean,
that's not working. Go get a job.
Because if you're 30, because you have to look at it. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Jay-Z didn't blow up until he was 26. Rick Ross didn't blow up until he was 30. 2 Chainz didn't blow up until he was 30. So I get it. But if you ain't got no progression and you at that age, then it's
progression.
Time.
Yes, okay. I'm saying you have no progression. We're talking about no progression. We're talking about still hustling, just walking around. Like, yeah. I ain't trying to do nothing else. Yeah. I don't want to look for no other career, nothing. Yeah. Because
no, first, I agree. I just try to. I just tried to show some.
Let it go. Let it go.
What if you're 40 years old and you're just like, you know what? Like, I'm just about to quit working. I just want to be a rapper.
Oh, no. That's out the picture. You should never do that.
But you said it's no age. So what if I'm 40? I'm just like, you know what?
That's why I said progression. If you don't see nothing happening.
What if you start at 40?
You're a fool. Rap is a young man's game.
Okay. I don't hate to throw y'all off the rap, but I need y'all to give some words of encouragement to this viewer that we had that okay. is worried about the next man.
Oh, you want to go back?
I know you did, but I think what's wrong with people is they don't have enough people in their background saying,
Yeah, I do agree with that, and I feel like at some point you just let it go, bro.
Okay.
Just let it go.
Let it go. Stop worrying about it.
Like, there's no progress here. You're not, and even if you did get it or whatever, look how much hating you did all the way up until that point.
To get it.
So it's like, you think it's gonna last?
The more you hate, the further you actually push yourself.
You push. That's what I'm saying. But let's just say you just so happen to.
When you sit back and chill and relax and just play your little side dude, that's how you move up. The one that was sitting silent.
Man, just chill. Play your role.
Sit back there and chill.
Play your role.
If Saturday is your day.
Come on, Saturday.
Wait for Saturday.
Yeah, I look at it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like I said, like, everybody should know their role.
Know your role.
And
it can be a beautiful thing. It can be a beautiful thing for everybody.
But also, what are you doing? Like, what's your life situation? Do we talk about that?
Come on, life.
That was an excellent show, guys. I must say.
Nah, we ain't done.
I must say.
You see how that goes?
What's your life like?
What's your life like? Like, it's good to always be able to throw it on somebody else, but what's your story? What you got going on?
Yeah, don't worry about nobody else.
Worry about you.
What's that? It's an old song that my granny used to listen to, and it, dang, how I go. And it's a, dang, how I go? I think it's a gospel song. It go, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that before.
I know what you're talking about.
Sweep around your dough.
Make sure it's good and clean before you get to looking at my dough. Because I'm pretty sure we talked about your dough.
Mm. It's dirty.
It's probably dirty than
mine. It's dirty and dusty.
It's mothballs and
lint, spiders,
rat boo-boo.
Roaches.
Got a little stench, maybe.
You're right.
And how honest are you about your situation?
Yeah.
You're right.
Because people don't, I'm honest about, like, just same situation. You honest about what's going on. You know, apparently everybody know, because, like you said, it's public. Yeah. So everybody know my situation.
Right.
But you mad that everybody know my situation.
You know why? You know why a person would do that? Because you're miserable at home.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You're miserable at home, and you trying to find every excuse to look at somebody else's situation and say, why they doing something wrong. You need to look in the mirror, Playboy.
Or maybe you just, sometimes you just can't get what you want.
But
that's not.
But no, hold up. But what did Mama say though? You get what you need. You need what you need, not what you
and
want.
And maybe you need to focus on what you need because you already got it.
Come on, Nick. Come on,
Nicole. Like you too deep because. Some people out here are lost.
She definitely deep in the pool.
I got lost for a minute, but I came back.
Worry about that.
Right. And that's how we're going to end the show.
Ooh-wee.
We're gonna I like that.
Wait, hold on. What they talking about? Okay.
What was that?
I don't know.
Wait, there was another comment that said, why do you always worry about me and money?
What they say?
Somebody was said, why we always worried about men money. I seen that. Are we not always worried about a man and his money? But
where did that come from?
We're talking about the rap career late in life and getting a job and all that. But as a man, I'm pretty sure you have some type of responsibilities. So you need to make sure you're able to afford them.
Absolutely. That's just part of being a man. You should make, as a man, you need to be making money. And a woman is going to worry about your money, bro. Just like a man is going to think about a woman's looks and what she got going on. A woman is going to worry about what type of job you got, how much money you got. That just come with being a man secure. And a woman. That's just...
First of all, it's telling us what kind of life you about to live.
That's regular. That's regular, degular stuff.
And if I know I want to live a certain life and you on hood rich life or not even hood rich, on a hood life.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna meet
that's
up.
That's regular stuff.
And then guess what? We gonna have issues because I'm living this life, but you living this life, and you can't afford my life. That's when we come to insecurities because I'm fronting my life and you over here.
All right.
Now you mad.
You right.
Ooh, that was good.
You better have some money put away for your ass go to jail too.
Right.
Kelly crazy.
Right. Hey, but look, but check this out, man. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We appreciate y'all. Hey, this is a good show.
Great show. Shout out to Mandala, the only tequila that we drink. Shout out to Pal Brewing, the best beer out. I'm telling you that right now. And it's not only because it's from a black woman.
Black girl.
Or just because we know her. Because it's actually good. Mm-hmm. And it's flavor.
And shout out to who else?
Y'all feels me.
If y'all ain't got your hats, I'm telling you this right now.
This my lucky hat, y'all.
Don't be hitting me up. Hey, Mark, we got anything extra? Because once lucky they gone, they gone. And as you can see down here,
St. Patty.
So I got some other ones coming for y'all, but nobody even seen these yet.
Some new stuff coming soon.
Little exclusive for the followers. You feel me? Everybody that's tuning in. So
now
be
look,
ready.
Also, if you guys would like to be on the show or if you have any questions, you can DM us and we will get back to you at our earliest convenience.
Or topics that you want us to cover. Yeah. Like we had a topic from one of our lucky listeners today.
Yeah. Please DM us and DM us your questions and we will get back to you as soon as we can. And shout out to our YouTube page. Subscribe and tell a friend and like the videos, you know. We need all the subscribers, guys. We need you guys to support us like we support you.
Oh, wait. We have one more thing.
What's happening?
Our winners. We did not forget about you for the contest. We will be DMing you
shortly.
We just wanted to wait till all the nail shops is back open. You know what I'm saying?
Everything is good and gravy. We didn't forget. We got you.
I was actually trying to wait till they ran out of white, but...
That'll never happen.
Boy, I didn't call all of them, made them re-up.
But so you know how we do it. You know how we do it.
That's how we end the show always and forever. Get y'all cups ready. Thank you guys for coming out.
And we out.